Good morning.
Advancing technology and new social networking sites and new mobile devices are making it easier, I guess, for the bad guys to stay one step ahead of the good guys. Is that a fair overgeneralization?
Absolutely. Well, for example, I just read the other day on Facebook, of all places, that a new iPhone is coming out soon. And that's a perfect example of how we need to stay on top of technology. It seems like just yesterday, the last generation, the most current generation of the iPhone came out. And what we need to be able to do is when new iPhones, new laptops come out, we need to be able to understand how they operate, particularly in the forensic environment, so our criminal analysts can most effectively conduct our computer forensic examinations. And they're going to have to do some research on some of the new technology. In addition to that, our equipment that we have may need to be upgraded if what we're currently using isn't able to conduct the examinations that we need them to do with the emerging technologies.
And I imagine these new technologies are helping predators download images quickly and also getting them into chat rooms and other places online where kids congregate?
Something newer is generally better. It's more efficient. And just like you and I want a cell phone that we can not only use to talk on the phone, but we can surf the internet. We want it to do it fast. We want it to do it better. And that's the same with the predators.
Now, young people fall victim, of course, to predators, but I imagine they can also help law enforcement in keeping them up with the new technologies.
Absolutely. Who better to help us to understand how these social networking sites operate, who's out there, than the kids who are on them all the time?
Are police actually getting in touch with kids and asking for their help?
We engage in open dialogue when we go to the schools, not only in schools, but also through the Boys and Girls Club. And during those presentations, they're designed to engage in dialogue with the students to be able to give them, for us to give them the tools to be safer online, but then in return, for us to be able to find out what they're doing and how they're doing it. So it's a two-way street when we go out into the schools and the communities and talk to the kids.
Exactly what I was going to say, a two-way street. Jennifer Price, thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you for having me.